Good morning, everyone. This is Ed Wilson, the Microsoft Scripting Guy, and today I want to talk to you a little bit about using Windows PowerShell to do network traces. So the first thing that we want to do is we want to remove any existing sessions that may be around there. So we use remove net event session. And when we do, we'll see, what I've got right now is an error. And the reason is because I'm not running Windows PowerShell as an administrator. So to do any of this kind of stuff, to do any packet tracing or anything like that, we have to be running Windows PowerShell with administrative rights. The error message doesn't really tell you that very well. It says access to SIM resources not available to the client. That's actually a little bogus, but if you look a little closer, you can see that it says permission denied. So I'm going to close this out, and then the next thing we're going to do is I'm going to start Windows PowerShell with admin rights. And so I just say run as administrator after I right-click on it. And then, of course, that gives you a... that also kind of it gives you a prompt, and then you can kind of set it up to do this. So I've got Windows PowerShell here, and so it always opens up in System 32. So I'm going to change my location to the C drive, and by doing that, it just gives me more room. So I say remove net event session. Net event session, press return. And if there's one there, it'll delete it. If there's not, it's not going to give you an error. And so now I'm going to say new net event session and specify a name for it. And we're going to use this name. And the name is, I'm just going to call it session one. And now, when I create this, it's going to hand back a new session object. And the session object is going to have the log file path to it. And I don't like doing a lot of typing. I don't do like a lot of even tab completion. So this log file automatically goes to Windows System 32, config, system provider, or system profile, amp data, local, net event, trace, ETL. So it's pretty deeply nested, like five or six different levels down. And it would be nice to not have to type this or even tab through all of that. So I just store this in a variable. I call it $session. And then I say it's equal to this. Then I press enter, boom. So now we've created the session. We're not doing anything yet. We're just creating a session. Now the next thing that I need to do is to add a tracer, or a provider rather. Now I can use GitETW trace provider, look for this stuff. The provider that we really want to use is the Microsoft Windows TCP/IP. And So I'm actually just going to like kind of copy that, so I don't have to like bother trying to type that. I could look it up and store that name as well. So I say add net event provider, and then I specify the name for that provider, and here it is the TCP/IP provider. Let's say I just copied that. I've got it stored somewhere, and then I specify the session name, and that is the session that is stored in my session variable. I could use $session.name, probably pick that up, but since it's a nice short session name, I can just say session one and say groovy. So now we're adding the provider. Oh, you whiner. Why did you say you can't find that? That's the Microsoft Windows TCP/IP provider. That is the name of that provider. That is the name of my session. Oh, I left the one out. Sorry about that. Okay, so now we press enter. It comes back. Specify, and it gives us back a provider information. So it's going to match all keywords there. You see the FFFFFFs come along there. We're doing a level 4 trace. We could change it to do different other levels if we wanted to. The session name is there, and then the provider that we're using. So now the next thing that we want to do is to actually start this. So I say start net event session, and specify the name, and the name is session 1, and press enter after I've closed my quotes, and there that is. And so now we're actually doing the trace, and so it's going along, la 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 la, whatever, you know. And now the thing that you want to do, if you're doing this for diagnostics and for troubleshooting, this is the point in which you would take the time to reproduce the error. You know, whatever it was that was causing your error, that was causing things to fail, or whatever was being really slow, this is where you do that. And then when you're done, then you stop the session. And we just say stop net event session. And you need to specify the name. If you don't specify the name, then it's going to like you to whine. And session 1, and press enter. So now we've stopped that session. And in order to read this, which is what and parse it, which is what I'm going to do tomorrow, use a get one event and specify the file to this, you know, the path to the log, and that path is in session. It's our the local file path. And then you have to tell this that we're going to do this backwards, and so you specify oldest first. And then when you press that enter, then you get all of your packets coming back. So that's all there is to it. So if you take a look at the commands that we used, so we removed the net event session first, then we created a new session, we added the net event provider. Then we started the session. After a given time, we stopped it, and then I read it from get one event. So that's all there is to doing a network trace using Windows PowerShell. And I'm Ed Wilson, the Microsoft Scripting Guy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day. Goodbye.